Barrhead. County of Barrhead councillors backdated the approval of three residential structures as secondary temporary dwellings during the February 20 Municipal Planning Committee, MPC, meeting. The first was an as-built 1976 mobile home with an addition added. Development officer Jenny Bruns noted the home is in an agricultural district, and second temporary dwellings are allowed at council's discretion, under Section 6.13 of the Land Use Bylaw for 3 years, which can be extended indefinitely. Initially, she said the property owners brought the mobile home into use while building their primary residence, but after construction was complete, it wasn't removed. When considering granting or renewing an application for a temporary, secondary residence, Brun said councillors need to consider several factors, including the site's suitability and whether it meets county setback requirements and access, adding other considerations council can use to guide their decision are family-human relationships and the time limit requested for. In this case, she said, the dwelling is within the existing yard site and meets the municipality's setback requirements. Access to the building will be via Range Road 40, and no family connections exist. But they definitely wanted to keep using it, and they've requested the full 3-year term, Brun said, adding that administration recommends approving the application. Reeve Doug Drozd said council has discussed the shortage of available and affordable housing in the area for some time, and as such, it would not make sense to deny the application. Guest homes. The MPC also approved 2 guest homes, the first about 10 minutes southwest of Barrhead near Township 58. Brun said the 216-square-foot cabin is on an 80-acre property that is part of an agricultural district, and as such, guest houses are a discretionary use. She added that in the land use bylaw, guest homes are unique in that they do not meet the standard of a dwelling. They can have one or two of the following: bedrooms, washroom facilities or a kitchen, but not all three, Brun said. In this case, she noted the cabin has a bedroom and a dining area with a wash station but no bathroom. Most of the time, it will be empty, with a family member staying only occasionally, Brun said, adding that although the property has several outbuildings, the guest house meets all setbacks. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz noticed that the cabin was built in 2001. How could we have missed this for 23 years? He asked. Maybe it was because people were not staying there before, she said. From the county assessor's perspective, the building did not look any different from the other outbuilding being used for storage. The other guest house application the MPC approved was a 312-square-foot cabin, with a bedroom and a kitchen but no bathroom, on a property in the Mosside area. Bruns added that the owners are seasonal residents using the property for recreational purposes, noting it was the second cabin on the parcel. Count. Walter Proches noted that a church and cemetery were adjacent to the property. It is very close to the property line. That happened a lot with the old churches and are often not on their own properties, but they were left because they did not have the money to fix the borders, Bruns replied, adding the Agnes Memorial Church is no longer active. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.